Alright, time for another graphphysics.com video presentation. So Sabim Hassenfelder, again, pseudoscientist of the week kind of thing award. Just such bullshit. So, you know, she's claiming bullshit, and she's using bullshit to claim bullshit. I mean, it's just such bullshit. But anyway, we've been there and done this before. So this is more two-slit photon woo bullshit. If they really looked at any of this stuff, they would figure out that the whole entanglement story is bullshit. It's all based on a bunch of false premises, things they've decided are true that if they looked, really looked honestly at simple experiments, they could deduce this. So you have to give them a little bit of credit because at least they once in a while take one of these insanely complex experiments and say maybe what they say is happening isn't happening. But they do it so little. And you can kind of see that all of physics is just run by six or seven of these people decide what physics is. Okay, this isn't a... Physics isn't a intelligence democracy. It's, you know, it's not a good process. There isn't a good obstacle course. You know, there isn't a good test for theory. You know, there's no competition, so to speak. They don't have to win debates. It's just the truth. So anyway, it's, the irony of this one is, okay, this is the delayed choice quantum eraser bullshit entangled. It's a typical entanglement experiment where they attempt to prove that some, you know, double entanglement almost, and that somehow they can change the past in the future or something like that. So anyway, the interesting thing here was that the PBS Spacetime kook woo purveyor actually makes a huge concession. You know, I, Matt, was guilty of embracing the quantum woo in that episode 5 years ago, so he's conceding his episode of 5 years ago was a pile of crap. Well, all of your videos are a pile of crap, frankly. You know, all woo. Since then, I've obsessed over this family of experiments. Why don't you obsess over the double slit experiment where you have, you know, again, just kept repeating 200-year-old nonsense that wasn't true 200 years ago. It's still not true. It's never been proven to be true. The math doesn't work. Wave theory is crap and you won't let go of it. Your wave particle duality is nonsense. It is one or the other. And the fact is, if you choose one, you're stuck without any entanglement. And my thinking shifted quite a bit. And then I procrastinated on filming the retraction. Well, why did you do that? Why don't you at least just put retraction right on your video from 5 years ago? Why don't you just say right in the title, whoops, I debunked myself. Thanks for laying it out clearly than I could have. More clearly. No, she didn't do that, really. They start off with an experiment that's stupid right from the very beginning. And I'll go to that part, and I'll just point out how right now you should be saying, oh, sure you did. I mean, come on, where's your evidence? Show me the videotape of that. I have some thoughts to share that might add one or more nail to the coffin. Yeah, but it won't be to the right coffin. You're nailing the coffin inside the stupid coffin inside the stupid coffin. You have a lot of coffin nailing to undo and redo because you've made really crappy coffins. Coming to a video real soon. La 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 la. So who knows, 206 replies, which is kind of hilarious. But anyway, so let's play this crap. And it just starts with the typical crap foundation.
A lot of you have asked me to do a video about the delayed choice quantum eraser.
Yeah, assholes bring it up in my comment section too. What about? You know, because they don't pay any attention to the facts. So it's like GPS and relativity. People always, what about GPS? What about GPS? When, yeah, it really doesn't prove what you think it proves. It just demonstrates that maybe something we already know, that radioactive decay is affected by environmental circumstances.
An experiment that supposedly rewrites the past. I haven't done that simply because there are already lots of videos about it. For example...
So she's playing a game here because obviously she's saying all those videos are wrong. And so why doesn't she tackle the subject before? Well, I guess she didn't know it was wrong before or something like that, right? What would be the explanation? If these videos are 5 years old, piece of shit, why didn't you call piece of shit before? Why is it now that you're calling piece of shit?
Matt from PBS Spacetime, the always amazing Joe Scott, and recently also John Lincoln.
Okay, I don't even know who Joe Scott is, and I played Joe Lincoln's retard video and then had a little conversation with Joe in the comments section, and Joe just dismisses anybody critiquing any of this crap. He just spews as if it's a truth when it's not. They just recite their Bible, and that's all they can do is recite their Bible. They can't defend it.
From Fermilab. And how many videos do you really need about the same thing, if that thing isn't it?
So she's just playing more games here. Why? What do you need another video for? They all did videos. And then she's going to do some kind of punchline like, oh, wait a minute, my video is going to be completely different. Well, then why didn't you do it 5 years ago? Why didn't you do it 2 years ago? Why didn't you do it a year ago? Why? Why you wait till now?
Kitten in a box. However, having watched all those gentlemen's videos about quantum erasing, I think they're all wrong.
Right. So the internet isn't covered with videos on the subject. The internet's covered with a bunch of propaganda that's a pile of crap. And what have you done about it? Oh, absolutely nothing. Why? Because you didn't figure it out either. You bought all the storytelling also. You're just one of the woo sellers too until somebody sets you right. But you're kind of impervious to that because you're such an arrogant cunt.
The quantum eraser isn't remotely as weird as you think.
Either is the double slit experiment or even the single slit experiment. It's not weird at all, really. If you have, like, sort of a little bit of intelligence, you can say, hey, wait a minute, this is really not very complicated. It's a pretty simple pattern, like the simplest pattern in the universe. On, off, on, off. Yeah, I don't think you can get any simpler than that.
Doesn't actually erase anything, and certainly doesn't rewrite the past.
Right, and the double slit and the single slit don't entangle anything, and nothing superimposes, and nothing interferes. Forces, I mean, I don't want to explain some rudimentary physics to you, but guess what? In every case where you have a real clear experiment, forces don't interact with forces. They actually have to go all the way to the matter. Gravity has to go to matter. Gravity can't fight gravity. Magnetism can't fight magnetism. Nothing can, no force, nothing moving the speed of light, interferes or reacts in any way with itself. It can't do it. Laser beams don't crash into each other. I mean, it's a really solid fact. And so somebody who says something else is happening, they ought to be at a pretty high standard to prove something else is happening. And when have you held anybody to that standard? Oh, yes, you haven't. Because you believe in crap like dark matter. That's your specialty. God of the gaps made up woo matter. Oh, pathetic.
And that's what we'll talk about today. Let's start with a puzzle that has nothing to do with quantum mechanics.
So all of this is such a waste. Oh, sorry, yeah, I have to. What I have to do is say always visible. Yes, there. It's always something. So all this wordplay to get, and she, you know, and there's a real subject here. So the real subject's the little tiny piece of the video, and the rest is a commercial, and this crap. Where she doesn't get to the subject.
He's 46 years old and he's captain of a container ship.
She's giving us word problems from like your old SAT tests. Oh, what a pile of fun.
Ships goods between two places that are 100 kilometers apart. Let's call them A and B. He starts his round trip at A with the ship only half full. Three quarters of the way to B, he adds more containers to fill the ship which slows him down by a factor of two.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't even play this. It's just so stupid. It's just complete distraction.
On the return trip, his ship is empty. How old is the captain? If you don't know the answer, let's rewind this question to the beginning.
Little gimmicks. Just fun. Physicists should do little gimmicks. Play little word games.
Peter's 46 years old and he's captain of a container ship.
Peter's 46 years old. The answer's right there. Everything I told you after that was completely unnecessary and just there to confuse you.
Right, and this is where you could say, with LIGO. Oh, you mean you're not bouncing the light to the end of the mirror and back through the beam splitter, you're bouncing it back and forth 1,600 times. You're crashing the light beam into 1,600 mirrors, effectively, 1,600 interactions with a mirror. And then you're going to tell me you can measure 1/10,000th of the proton with that beam after it's crashed into a mirror 1,600 times. That should be the end of the conversation. Like, what do you mean? You have some, you think that's rational physics, that you can measure 1/10,000th of the distance of a proton with a beam of light that has banged into 1,600 mirrors? You think that ruler is really great? No, then the conversation's over. And quantum erasure should just end right with the simple first premise, which is double entanglement. So it's not just single entanglement. It's not single superposition. No, they send a photon, through two slits to make two photons. And then they send it through a magical crystal to make four photons. Too silly. The entangled wave functions are wave functioned into two more wave functions. That's a reasonable theory. I mean, why don't you just put double slit, and make like 700 million photons that way? I mean, it's like a free photon kind of, theory. Just like their kinetic energy theory creates free energy, you just, convert the heavy things going slow into light things going fast, and you make all the free energy you need. Same bullshit. Same, what? You shouldn't need, this shouldn't even be a starting position. Reasonable people should be going, what? I'm reasonably doubting.
The quantum eraser is a puzzle just like this. The quantum eraser is an experiment that combines two quantum effects.
Yes, it combines a bunch of crap. Silly notion after silly notion, then silly notion, then silly notion. And none of them proven, none of them demonstrated to be true. Just a bunch of fake and phony and fraud.
Interference and entanglement. Interference of quantum...
Interference is complete bullshit that's really not a reasonable theory. Because the only experiment where you say it happens are experiments where you just exaggerate insanely about what the actual outcomes are. And then pretend that the theory you're announcing or stating actually gets real and accurate results when it fails dismally.
Particles can itself be tested by the double slit experiment.
They can't. It can't be, because your theory of what's happening doesn't match your mathematical truth. The math that works isn't doing what you're describing as a mechanical function. Two waves can't produce the pattern.
For the double slit experiment, you shoot a coherent beam of particles at a plate with two thin...
Yeah, and this is not correct. Okay, so right off, she's showing this old 200-year-old pile of shit. It doesn't get the right answer. If you use two waves and you do your little interference crapola, you won't get the right answer. You won't match if you do this. Two waves, wrong answer. The bars will be in the wrong positions. The lights and darks won't be the correct answer. You have to use four waves at the surfaces. That's what the math is overtly saying. So they keep drawing two waves with the centers in the middle of the opening. They keep doing it over and over and over. And every time it's wrong, it's been wrong for 200 years, it continues to be wrong. If she did this mathematically, she would concede, oh, I'm using this distance. Yes, the distance of the edge of this surface. And yes, I'll get the correct locations for the single impediment, the single slit experiment. I won't get the correct locations for the double slit. And it's only when I add this location and this location, the two outside surfaces, and I put that math in, then when I combine the two, then I'll get the right answer. I'll get the correct envelope and I'll get the correct pattern. So she doesn't even mention the envelope pattern in here, but she mentions it in the description as a technical remark. So here, I'll just read technical remark. You can find a lot of web pages saying that the envelope, which she didn't even mention, of the double slit interference pattern is that of the single slit diffraction pattern. Well, they're both, okay, single slit patterns superimposed on each other, just put right on top of each other. And where they overlap, okay, you have constructive construction of a photon. And where they don't overlap, where they're out of phase, there's no photons visible. They're not, you don't put enough back together. Note that this is only approximately correct. So says, arrogant bitch.
Yeah. Openings, that's the double slit.
Yeah, so she's showing the pattern, okay, that obviously has these breaks in it. It's obviously not a single on-off pattern. It's not the two-wave pattern. The two-wave pattern cannot in any way describe this pattern she's showing. It doesn't work. This stupid crap of two little waves flying through the opening like there was two photons, like the photon split in two and went through both openings. That logic doesn't explain the pattern. It's not right. It's wrong. If you want to get the right answer, you want to show this pattern, you have to have a photon come off of this edge, and a photon come off of this edge, and a photon come off of this edge, and a photon come off of this edge. You have to have a wave. If you want to force it to be waves, you have to have wave centers right on the surfaces. That math gets the right frickin' answer. That math describes the pattern you see. This story you told is crap. It's been crap again for 200 years. None of you could look at this experiment and make a debunk video.
On the screen behind it, you then observe several lines, usually five or seven, but not...
usually five or seven? What is she talking about? What does that even mean? Usually five or seven? No, usually anywhere from three to, 25. It just depends on how narrow you make the slits and how big you make the impediment, and you change how many little bars there are in the center. And there's always twice as many in the center as there are in the other nodes that go off to the sides. I mean, this is just such bullshit.
Two, this is an interference pattern.
No, it isn't. You say it's an interference pattern, but obviously it's not an interference pattern because to do interference in wave sense, you have to have four waves and they're silly and insane locations. So it's clearly not an interference pattern. It's a pattern, that's for sure. And what's causing it is the fact that photons are being interrupted in their processing going through the slits. The photons that go near the surface are, in fact, broken. And the fact is that if you put pieces from each one of these locations, you can reconstruct some of the photons. You can put some of the photons back in phase. Surfaces are notorious for causing photons some trouble.
Created by overlapping waves.
Well, it really doesn't work. Your drawing was a piece of crap, so go ahead and produce the right drawing. Draw the truth. Draw what your math says your waves are doing, and then tell people it's a wave. Put the wave centers on the surfaces, and then talk about how, the single photon goes in, and four waves come out. So understand, now we know there's really four waves. So when they do their quantum eraser, we know that four waves are coming out of the double slit. And I should be getting 16 photons coming out of the crystal. At least eight, anyway. Eight photons.
When a crust meets a trough, the waves cancel, and that makes a dark spot on the screen.
Yeah, well, that's... Look at this. She points to the dark spots like they're all the same. Wait a minute. This one's completely different than these little ones here. Completely different. I mean, see how they just cheat the truth. I mean, just cheat it. Cheat, cheat, cheat. Oh, fuck. Is it a scalar or is it a vector? Is it speed or is it velocity? See, if it's a velocity, it's a vector. If it's speed, it's a scalar. We don't know which direction your speed is, but we do know what direction your velocity is. I mean, this is all fucking shit. They're just talking shit.
When crest meets crest, they add up, and that makes a bright spot.
She did it again. We'll just ignore this giant thing here.
The amazing thing about the double slit...
The amazing thing is it's been wrong for 200 years. Wave theory has been wrong for 200 years, overtly wrong, doesn't get right answers, and they just keep pushing this crap. But guess what? The kinetic energy formula has been a pile of shit for 300 years. And they can't let that religious pile of crap go. Something invented by a guy who overtly stated to Newton, your physics is too atheist. Put God in it.
Is that you get this pattern even if you let only one particle at a time pass through the...
So, as I have explained, this idea of one particle at a time is more fallacious nonsense. They don't have any experiment that demonstrates one photon at a time because they don't even know what a photon is. Frankly, they're too stupid after all this time to figure out that a photon is not one big blob. A photon is a frequency of events. And it has to be more than one event. So it's a frequency, okay? So even again, if you force the universe to be waves, you would understand that the waves, more than one wave has to hit you for the waves to have a frequency. Duh.
Slits. This means that even single particles act like waves.
So, just more bullshit. It doesn't mean that. You have jumped to a silly conclusion. You have jumped to the conclusion because you wanted the physics to be fucking stupid. You know, because reality scared you, I guess. You know, keeping it simple, stupid. No, you didn't want to do that because you can't sell, you know, a theory that might offend the human race. You have to make everything magical. And waves are, it's a lot easier to lie and fudge with waves.
We therefore describe quantum particles with a wave function usually denoted psi.
And the guy who invented that thinks this crap physics is just that crap physics. And he created experimentum de ludicrisi, okay, ludicrous experiments to demonstrate how you people are so full of fucking shit, okay, cat in boxes with vials of poison, thought experiments to make it obvious that you're full of shit, and you still didn't get it, you still didn't grow a clue.
The interesting thing about the double slit experiment is that if you measure which slit the particle...
Okay, there's no measuring which slit, so it's just bullshit. Just absolute bullshit statement. Okay, they're assuming they're somehow measuring it by waiting for a much further down the line outcome. But there's no measuring device for a photon, and there's no measuring device for an electron except crashing it into a wall.
Go through, the interference pattern disappears. Instead...
Okay, so none of that happens. None of it does this blob thing. They're still single slits, so even if you claim You have reduced their double slit character in some way. They're still single slits. Single slits create interference patterns. It's not a diffraction pattern. It's an interference pattern. Professor Lewin concedes the argument. Yes, there's no point in saying diffraction in the single slit case because it's obviously the same exact mechanism.
The particles behave like particles again, and you get two blobs, one from each of the slits.
Right, and so that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen in a beam splitter. It doesn't happen in any circumstance. A single slit, a little slit, is always a little slit. It always causes the photons to create a pattern, and they're creating a pattern because there's two surfaces that are breaking the photons, and the two sources are now remaking photons. The path length differences add up perfectly. The math says it's the surfaces. The math says it's the surfaces. The math that works says the action is at the surfaces. And you keep playing this game that there's something else happening. No, the surfaces cause the effect. It's the obvious variable. If you said, if you gave this to a 10-year-old, this experiment, he's never heard about any of this stuff, and you told him, find what's causing this. We have a pattern, and here we have the experiment. And what's the experiment made? Well, it's made out of a surface here and a surface here. So what do you think? What variable do you think might be causing the pattern? I think the 10-year-old could say, well, maybe it's those surfaces. Yeah, and that's exactly what the math says. The math that gets the right answer says the surfaces are causing the effect. And yet we're going to pretend the surfaces have nothing to do with it. Because it's physics. Shit.
Well, actually you don't. Though you've almost certainly...
So she won't show us how we don't. So that's the other part, right? They didn't show us this detector experiment. They don't show us a single... There's nothing here, nothing real. Just little made-up images. There's no reality here. So just like Feynman made up a bunch of experiments that never took place, she's just telling us, no, you don't. Well, why don't you show us the no, you don't part?
I've seen that elsewhere. Just because you know which slit the wave function goes through doesn't mean it stops being a wave function. It's just no longer a wave function going through two slits.
The whole point of it is it can't be entangled then. So why would it be an interesting wave function? Sorry, it just doesn't make any sense. It can't interfere with itself. It's a wave function that's lost its capacity to interfere with itself because it doesn't have an entangled partner anymore. So how the hell can you say it's not a distinction? It's a huge distinction. There's no interfering partner. I have no other wave to interfere with. I'm only a single wave now. I'm a wave function, but I'm a single wave function. I have no entangled pair to interfere with.
It's now a wave function going through only one slit. So you get a one-slit diffraction pattern.
Right, so this is, we're right back to the very beginning of the stupid imbecility, right? So I have a single slit. It creates two wave functions. I have a double slit. It creates two wave functions. How can that be possible? If a single slit creates two wave functions that can interfere with each other, then a double slit has to, by logic, pretty solid logic, has to create four wave functions.
What's that? That's also an interference pattern, but a fuzzier one, and indeed looks...
No, we don't... Indeed looks like... We don't see any pictures of anything, are we? No, I'm not seeing any pictures of anything that looks like... Well, where's the evidence for this crap? So she just talks more shit without any experimental evidence, without any explanation for why we should believe any of this crap. So we're shown nothing. They can't, they're modern physicists. Here it is, 2021. Nobody can film experiments. You can't document them. We the public, we the disciples, we can't see Jesus walk on the water. They still have to just tell us the story and maybe chisel a picture of Jesus in stone because we don't have cell phones. We don't have any mechanism capable of showing us an experiment. Yeah, sure we don't. It's pathetic. They just keep claiming shit. It takes 4 times more gas to go 60 miles an hour than 30 miles an hour. No, we never proved it. What do you need proof for?
Mostly like a blob, but a very blurry blob. And if you add...
La, 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 la. So she's just telling a story here. It's just a story. A very blurry blob. La, 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 la.
The blobs from the two individual slits, they'll overlap and still pretty much look like one blob.
It has to be one blob if you understand at all the whole premise of their experiment, right? So again, just more so fucking stupid that I shouldn't have to point this out. I mean, you know, Richard Feynman did this. I mean, they all do this, and it's just so stupid. It just shows that they haven't analyzed any of this physics. So as I have pointed out, okay, the slit experiments are tiny. Okay, 1 millimeter of distance. All right, you're talking about a tiny amount of distance. And you send the image is going, you know, meters away to be able to see the pattern. You can't see it unless you amplify it by magnifying anything that's diverging. So all the diverging bits, just like a projector of a movie onto a screen, the image is being diverted on purpose to project it on a screen. If you projected the image straight, it would just be a little tiny image on a screen, right? Just a little 2-inch image on the screen. What good would that do you? But that's what's happening here, is the light that doesn't interfere, okay, doesn't diverge, doesn't go this way and this way and this way and this way. It goes straight, okay? So you can't make the argument that, oh, the light goes through the two slits and it makes two blobs over here and a blob over here. No, the light makes all of that right here in 1 millimeter of space. 1 millimeter. There's no blob over here and blob over here. That's just nonsense. It can't physically happen that way. If you were throwing particles through two slits, you wouldn't expect, like baseballs, you wouldn't expect them to create, you know, a gigantic blob over here and a gigantic blob over here. No, there would just be the difference between the two places you source them from. So the difference is less than a millimeter. It means that these two blobs, so if I close one slit and I open this one, I should get a blob here. And if I close this one and now open this one, I should get a blob that's just 1/2 of a millimeter different. The two blobs would be right on top of each other. They'd both be right here, just 1 millimeter difference here on the edge. Just 1 millimeter of distance difference on the edge. All of this would be exactly the same, like it was in the same exact place. You wouldn't be able to see the difference except for that 1 millimeter shift. So it's like the movie, you know, I could have two projectors. This actually happens. They actually do have another projector in the projector room. Right? And so they're showing you the movie from this projector, and then they turn on the other projector, and it's in exactly the same location. You don't see this. Oh, it is an actual little shift because it is coming from a different angle. But you don't see it. I mean, it's just too stupid. So all of this is happening in this tiny space. And the only difference can possibly be this tiny little difference on the edge, the fringe. Yeah, you know, they don't care about physics, truth, any kind of honest evaluation of the evidence. This is all just bullshit. Again, these are drawings. They're not showing anything real. This is what happened when we turned the photon detector on. Well, you don't have a photon detector, a passive photon detector. You can't passively detect a photon. So none of this happened.
Not as you see in many videos, two cleanly separated ones. You may think this is nitpicking, but it'll...
No. You know, it would be relevant if, you know, here you are saying they're saying something wrong, and you're saying it wrong also, because you're still not getting it. Okay, there's nothing. The idea is the wave comes out, it doesn't have some automatic spread feature to it. If you're going to make this particle argument, then you have to state that the particles are going to travel straight.
Will be relevant to understanding the quantum eraser, so keep this in mind.
Okay, keep in mind nothing. That's something you have no evidence for. You have no indication of what the experimental evidence indicating what she's saying has any truth value at all. Now, the fact is the two will be right on top of each other. That's a fact. So if you open one slit and it's 1/2 millimeter away from each other and you open the other slit, the two patterns will be in the same location. They won't be in separate locations.
It's not so relevant for the double slit experiment because regardless of whether you think it's one blob or two, the sum of the images from both separate slits is not the image you get from both slits together.
Right, because there's four sources. You can't think of it as two sources and two sources. You have to think of it as two sources that are a distance apart, that you're creating two new single slit experiments. The outside dimensions of the two slits. See, those are the things changing. This distance and this distance are changing. And then this distance is changing. This interior one. Yeah. For you. This is the distance and this is the distance. That's what you're creating. It's a new Frankenstein experiment of two single slit experiments. Not this one and this one. This one and this one. That's the math that works. The outside dimension, the biggest dimension is creating the smallest bars. The smallest dimension is creating the envelope. Fact. Correct answer.
The double slit experiment therefore shows that in quantum mechanics, the result of a measurement depends on what you measure.
Okay, so all this measuring crap is complete asshole nonsense. Everything's getting measured every gazillionth of a second by all the forces that are hitting you in the universe. Nothing is ever superimposed, or nothing ever goes traveling somewhere. Nothing in this universe can travel anywhere without interacting with the universe constantly. It can't go this far, it can't go that far, it can't go 1/10, it can't go 1/10,000th of the width of a proton without interacting with force in the universe. The force is so thick in the universe. It's always interacting, it's always being measured. You don't get to go anywhere in secret in the real universe. The camera is always on.
Yes, that's weird. The other ingredient that you need for the quantum eraser is entanglement. I've talked about entanglement several times previously, so let me just briefly remind you. Entangled particles share some information, but you don't...
It's just complete nonsense, okay? So, well, at least she's a right and left-hand glove person rather than an idiotic, oh, they get to change what they are at any moment, and the other guy knows you changed. So they're right glove, left glove, right glove, left glove, and somehow when one of them gets caught, this one can be either right or left. Well, no, this one's always right, this one was always left.
You don't know which particle has which share until you measure it. It could be, for example, that you know the particles have a total spin of zero, but you don't know.
So spins, like every particle has a spin, just complete nonsense. Even though there's no such thing, doesn't really relate to spin. It's all just nonsense talk. The whole concept has nothing to do with spinning. Just, you know, they're just so full of shit.
The spin of each individual particle. Entangled particles are handy because they allow you to measure quantum effects over large distances.
Yeah, says you again. So again, none of that happens. They've never measured a real entangled particle over any long distance, blah, 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 blah. Just stories.
Which makes them super extra weird. Okay, now to the...
Super extra under-evidenced, hyperbolic, wooey, baby physics.
Quantum eraser. You take your beam of particles.
Okay, so we already know she doesn't know how the double slit actually works. So we know if you're at all honest and you've paid any attention, you know the facts are that the math that works, there's a wave coming off this surface, a wave coming off this surface, a wave coming off this surface, a wave coming off this surface. Now I'm arguing they're not waves. It's just that photons are broken on this surface, they're broken on this surface, they're broken on this surface, and they're broken on this surface. They're coming out in rays, the broken pieces. And the fact is that you can put broken pieces for those four surfaces can land in a location and reconstruct the frequency of a photon. And if you reconstruct the frequency and the polarization, you make a photon. So you make pieces of photons. You turn photons into their constituent pieces, and then you reconstruct the photon out of pieces from the four different locations. That's the rational description of the reality. So just understand, even if you don't accept everything I said about the photons being particles and this and that, you should be able to understand that it really is the four-source experiment. There are four sources in the double slit. So there's four sources, not two waves, four sources.
Usually photons and directed at the double slit. After the double slit, you place a crystal that converts each single photon into a pair of entangled photons.
So again, we already know that these are supposed to be entangled ones that just popped out of these slits. So we really know that there's not just two photons going into the crystal. We know there's four now, right? We have four wave functions going in, and each one of them is going to create two new photons, right? So now we're going to have eight. Eight photons coming out of the crystal. So we put one photon in, we get eight out. So we're done, right? We're already done, because that's just stupid. And everybody should be able to say, yes, that's just stupid. Forget this shit.
From each pair, you take one and direct it onto a screen.
So whatever that means, from each pair, you take one. You know, so she has a pair here, I guess, right? So I guess she's saying one of the pair, right? So at least they're admitting they got four photons now. But as I just pointed out, right, we know the double slit created four already. So we should have eight lines coming, eight blue lines. Four blue lines, four yellow lines. We should have eight lines coming out.
There you measure whether they interfere. I have drawn the photons which come from the two different places in the crystal with two different...
So two different places in the crystal. So again, she's saying this is a place. The open surface is a place. When we know the place is really the surface of those slits. So the surfaces are the places they're coming from. That's their origin. You know, they just don't care. The truth just doesn't matter. Let's just draw our silly diagrams that verify our religion. And all it is a religion.
But this is just so it's easier to see what's going on. These photons actually have the same color.
I guess what you should have done is draw the blue side and the yellow side in some kind of sense to understand that these are now entangled. The two blue lines are entangled photons, entangled wave functions, and the two yellow lines are entangled wave functions.
Create these entangled pairs after the double slit, then the wave function of the photon depends on which slit the photon...
So again, these two, the yellow and blue, would not be entangled. The two legs of the blue are entangled, the two legs of the yellow are entangled, and again, there should be eight of them.
...went through. This information comes from the location where the pairs were created and is usually called the which way information.
Yeah, well, whatever, just bullshit. So, this, you know, we're done, okay? I mean, the rest of this is just horseshit. Mirrors, blah, 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 blah. We're detecting this, we're detecting that, we saw this, we saw that. You don't see any of these experiments done. They're done with single photons, and then they collect the data over a million experiments, so to speak. You know, a million flashes of light, blah, blah, blah. You don't see any of the details, how any of this crap is done. you know, and it's just this again, they can't draw the two slit experiment correctly. They can't animate it, they can't draw it, they can't tell you about it, they can't describe it and be sincere in anything they do. Again, they've known for 200 years, well, for at least 100 years, that the math that works, okay, I mean, you know, Young didn't really provide it, math that worked. And they had to fix it at some point. See, I mean, Young's drawings has the center of the slits as being the distance to get your pattern. I mean, I really, you know, part of this, you know, there's no point in talking if, you know, you haven't really, you have to have some knowledge of some of this shit coming in. But I mean, clearly, Young's analysis is in his drawings. This is what he's actually envisioning. This is how he's seeing it. This is what he's saying is happening. And you know at some point they changed that, right? So some point between 1801, okay, and 2021, they overtly changed it. And they didn't say anything about it, right? So, I mean, you know, Young's drawing is this, okay? The center, the wave, okay, is here. This is the center of the wave. Understand? Right here in the middle of the opening. This is his argument. This is his understanding. This is the drawing. This isn't what the math says. The math clearly is saying this distance. This is the distance they use in the math. This surface and this surface. And when they do that, they get a single slit pattern, okay? They don't get the double slit pattern. They get a single slit pattern. All right? So let's understand. The math predicts this pattern. It's not the right pattern. It's not the double slit pattern. You know, it doesn't have the empties here and here. It's not the same pattern. And so you know this is, you have to add this, and you have to add this to actually get the envelope pattern and get the right pattern. But they already did this, right? They already moved the location of the math from Young's wrong answer. See, they didn't have a good enough pattern to test, so they couldn't even measure whether their math was right. It was just Young's, it looks like it's the right answer. It's close enough. But when they actually did it precisely, they knew it wasn't right, and this became the distance. So it can change from this being the distance, this much bigger distance, obviously, to this. And no one explained why, how that change took place. So it's almost like when they went, you know, from Leibniz's mv squared, okay, and then, you know, they just kind of, well, this guy and that guy sort of did, but they never really explained how, you know, and then all of a sudden it became 1/2 mv squared. It's like the historical record just kind of jumps from this, you know, this is what they defended with clay experiments, this is what Leibniz said, and then, you know, for the 1700s, this was the answer, and all of a sudden, somewhere, you know, in the 1800s, Young was also involved in this one, somehow, all of a sudden, this is the equation, so this is what they were selling, and all of a sudden, they start selling this, and they never explained to us why the change. And again, the real story is that the slit experiment did the same thing. This distance, the distance went from this by Young, and somehow it turned into this. Because they knew this got the right answer. I mean, at least for the single slit. It obviously isn't the double slit math. Okay, anyway. Disgracefully horrible physics, science. This isn't good science. This isn't good logic. It's just propaganda for a religious perspective. And it's terrible, horrible, awful. Okay. So, oh, it even says here what they don't tell you, you know, but it has nothing to do with what they don't tell you. Okay. And in the sense, she still doesn't show any evidence. But I mean, really, there's no point in going through this. It's just all the mirror bullshit.
Appearance pattern. But alternatively, you can turn off the first two detectors and instead combine the two beams in two different ways. These two
white bars. So you re-entangle the beams. Somehow the beams are now combining and you're re-entangling them and all of this crap. When you know you can't bang light into light and have it entangle. Flashlights don't bang into flashlights. So this, it's just silly. That's not really what's going to happen. You're not going to entangle them by bouncing them off mirrors. The only way you can create the entanglement thing is do the surface thing. So you have to put them through a beam splitter. And that's so they're putting them through another beam splitter. And what's a beam splitter? A bunch of single slit experiments. It's a bunch of slit experiments where one beam of light goes next to surfaces and gets diffracted, and one beam of light doesn't. Yeah, so it's just all bullshit. All right, anyway. And then she does her little brilliant commercial. So, same old crapola. So, I'll pause here and decide if there's anything else to say. I don't think there's anything else. Okay, so till the next time, this has been a DraftPhysics.com video presentation. Jesus. I hate this planet. Hate this planet. Hate it.